Hi again, and welcome to the 10th episode of Swedish for the Almost Beginner. So if you have reached this far, I just want to say tack så mycket. Thank you very much for joining me for all these 10 episodes. And I will keep putting out episodes regularly, at least once a month. And so if you listen to my Christmas episode, I said that I will also do a New Year's one. And this is it. So this time it's Erik and Lena again. So you remember maybe in episode 8 that Erik got to meet Lena's friends at a party. And that's what they're discussing now. And the New Year's party. So nyårsfest. So New Year's is just nyår. So nyårsafton is New Year's Eve. And then you have nyårsdagen after nyårsdagen. Okay, so I'm gonna, as usual, just read the conversation in Swedish. And then I will read it again, but then explain like difficult words and phrases and so on. So yeah, here we go. Erik. Det var ju en rolig fest du hade sist. Lena. Ja, tack för att du kom. Det var kul att du lärde känna mina vänner. Erik. Ja, det var väldigt bra drag hos dig måste jag säga. Spel, musik och dans. Lena. Ja, visst var det. Och ja, du och Romina kom ju bra överens, om man säger så. Erik. Vad är det du antyder? Lena. Ingenting. Bara att hon nämnde ditt namn flera gånger senaste veckan. Erik. Aha, ja, jo, hon var trevlig. Lena. Erik, rodnar du lite grann nu? Erik. Kanske lite. Lena. Vet du vad? Hon kommer att komma på min nyårsfest. Hon lär fråga efter dig. Erik. På så vis. Jag ska bara äta lite gott med mina föräldrar på nyår och skjuta upp några fyrverkerier. Lena. Kan du komma sen? Erik, absolut. Innan 12-slaget. Är jag välkommen? Lena, självklart är du välkommen, Erik. Det blir kul att fira nyår med dig. Ja, med dig med, säger Erik. Lena, och med Romina också. Erik, sluta nu. Lena, jag bara retas. Men i alla fall, fantastiskt. Då är det spikat. Så, Erik, in the beginning he says, det var en rolig fest du hade sist. So, rolig fest, fun party. You had a fun party last time. Then Lena says, ja, tack för att du kom. Thanks for coming. Det var kul att du lärde känna mina vänner. It was great that you got to know my friends. So cool, when something is cool, it's mostly fun, but it can also be like, you can also say it more casually, like, det var kul att du kom. So it was nice that you came. Lära känna is get to know. So learn to know, basically. But get to know in English. Lära känna. Det var kul att du lärde känna mina vänner. Erik says, ja, det var väldigt bra drag hos dig, måste jag säga. So bra drag is when something is... when it's basically just a good party mood, so you can be, you can say bra drag på dansgolvet. It's like good energy on the dance floor. Bra drag på festen. It's like good party, lots of things happening. So it's like so tyst fest or lugn. That's the opposite, like a lugn fest, but a fest med drag, then it's like something quite upbeat, energetic. Spel, musik och dans. So, games, music and dancing. Visst var det, Lena says. So, like it was, wasn't it? So, visst var det. Och ja, du och Romina kom ju bra överens, om man säger så. So, she's like teasing him a bit, so... You and Romina got along well, if you put it like that. You know. Yeah, så bra överens. So get along. Erik says, vad är det du antyder? So what are you insinuating? Lena, ingenting. Bara att hon nämnde ditt namn flera gånger senaste veckan. She mentioned your name several times. Så nämnde ditt namn. Att nämna namn. Flera gånger. Many times. Så en gång, once. Flera gånger, many times. Erik says, aha, ja, jo, hon var trevlig. So it's like an understatement, like, oh, she was nice. But then Lena can see that Erik is getting a bit embarrassed. So she says, Erik, rodnar du nu? It's like, are you blushing? So rodna is to blush. You can also say like, morgon rodnad. That's like when the sun is coming up and it's sort of, you know, you can see the red in the horizon. But if you talk about a person, it's like when you get a bit red. Erik, kanske lite, or maybe a little bit. And then Lena says, vet du vad? Do you know what? Hon kommer att komma på min nyårsfest. She's coming to my New Year's party. Hon lär fråga efter dig. She's probably gonna ask for you. Erik says, på så vis. So på så vis, I don't know, it might sound a little bit old, but it's still used a lot. So it's like, oh really, or something. Jag ska bara äta lite gott med mina föräldrar. I'm just gonna eat some good food with my parents for New Year's then. Och skjuta upp några fyrverkerier. Så fyrverkeri is like fireworks. Så skjuta upp fyrverkerier. Skjuta upp is like, yeah, when you're shooting it upwards, of course. Kan du komma sen? Kan du komma afterwards? Absolut. Innan tolvslaget. Så tolvslaget, before it, the clock strikes 12. Är jag välkommen? Am I welcome? Självklart, of course. Det blir kul att fira nyår med dig, Erik. So it's going to be fun to celebrate New Year's with you. Och Erik says, ja, med dig med. Yeah, likewise, basically. Lena says, och med Romina. And with Romina. So she's still teasing him a bit. And Erik says, sluta nu. Like, stop it. He's just a bit embarrassed. Lena says, jag bara retas. I'm just teasing. So, reta någon is to tease someone. It can be more like, sluta retas, like stop teasing me. Men i alla fall, fantastiskt. In any case, amazing. And then she says, då är det spikat. So spika is to actually hammer a nail. But if you say, då är det spikat, then it's like, then that's decided. So it's an old metaphor that has become part of the language now. People don't really think about it as a metaphor anymore. It's just like something you say. Det är spikat, it has been decided. Yeah, if you want to know how the New Year's party went, then you should listen for episode 11. So, is Erik going on a date with Romina or not? So you have to keep listening to find out. Very fascinating love story here going on, right? Yeah, that's that. So I hope you had a nice Christmas and Happy New Year. And I hope you will keep following this podcast in 2026 as well. God fortsättning. So that's when you say, like, gott nytt år och god fortsättning. It's like good continuation of the year, basically.